All right, let's go to the Lord Mayor. We'll get his reaction on all this. Graham Quirk, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Ben.
Can I start by asking about the Metro, the Go Print site? It was always pivotal as part of your project, wasn't it? Were you briefed on the Premier's announcement today?
Well, it was pivotal to the original Metro proposal we had, but we went back to the drawing board when we couldn't get any of the Go Print site, and we came up with a revised plan, a different plan. It was a cheaper plan in the end, but one which covered a sort of a larger area of coverage in terms of the catchments that people could utilise the Metro with. So we don't in any way interfere with the design of the crossover rail. They're complementary projects, but they certainly don't compete.
All right. So there's the existing busway station at the Gabba there. Is that where you go through? Or does Metro just bypass that completely?
It bypasses it completely.
Really?
So, yeah. So we had originally intended to have a sort of a connecting station there with crossover rail, but no, that had to be abandoned because we couldn't get any of the GoPrint site. And when that happened, I mean, to do it from an engineering point of view, you were looking at about $500 million proposition just to sort the Woolloongabba site, and it was
so that half a billion saving has come from not going via GoPrint.
Oh, well, that plus we've changed the project quite a bit. So originally it went from Woolloongabba to Hurston. We now have two metros, one that goes from 8 Mile Plains through to Roma Street, but not via Woolloongabba, but close to Woolloongabba. And then the other one goes from the Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital through to the University of Queensland. So we will intersect with Cross River Rail at Bogger Road and also at Roma Street.
Okay, Bogger Road and Roma Street. All right, because it was all about working together, wasn't it, and making sure, and this is what Canberra was saying, you've got to get the two projects to marry up a bit. So Bogger Road and Roma Street as well, they'll come together.
That's right.
Woolloongabba, not so much. All right, that's good. I'm glad because, again, we were all on a nice little straight line there. We were all meeting together, apparently. William Street and City Hall were talking to each other, and I just wondered where you were as far as that announcement was today and what it did mean for the Metro. Let's talk budget. Rates up 2.4%. Reduction on last year, but still well ahead of inflation.
Well, it is, Ben. Well, what we've got to do, though, is, and this is a constant message I get from people, is that they want me to keep up with the infrastructure spend. And so it's a budget that has $1 billion of infrastructure improvements in it. So, yes, we've called it a lifestyle budget, absolutely, but it's, you know, the big whack is on infrastructure spend. And then some of the big projects around town, like Kingsford Smith Drive, Telegraph Road, which, of course, links into the Gateway North project, and then you've got Wynnum Road and the inner city bypass.
That can't come quick enough, Wynnum Road. Lord Mayor, this morning I came down Kelvin Grove Road and I thought I had an exceptional run around about 8 o'clock, and I wouldn't have had anything to do with what was happening behind me on the gateway, but by the time I got to Wynnum Road and I was heading outbound, the inbound traffic was absolute, well, I was going to say chaotic, but it wasn't because it just wasn't moving. It was a car park, two lanes, all the way back up through Norman Park, over the hill, into around Balmoral Hill, Morningside. It was atrocious. That cannot come quick enough, that upgrade on Wynnum Road. I feel sorry for those stuck in it every day. Discounts. You've got some discounts built into this for pensioners, though, yeah?
Well, there are, Ben. We've offered probably the most generous discount scheme in Australia. It's a 40% discount for full pensioners and 20% for part pensioners. And then for majority of ratepayers on a pension also, there is some other water discounts that they receive. So it is significant. And in spite of the fact that we do projects which any other sort of local authority around the country would steer away from because they're generally regarded as state government projects, we're able to do those, but still keep rates pretty much lower than what most other local authorities throughout Australia can do.
Yeah, well, look, I know there's going to be an increase, and it's about $37 a year it works out on average, but you're getting ahead and doing things, and I don't mind this, rolling up your sleeves and getting the projects done that actually need to be done. Look, we already know about the road spending. We've canvassed that a number of times on this program, and earlier this week we spoke about that money for the Brisbane River, but there is money in there for Mount Cutha. Are we going to get the zip line? When am I going to be able to ride down that?
Well, that's right. There's $4.6 million allocated in this budget for the zip line, for Mount Coot-a generally. The $710,000 for the zip line, we'll have that operating by 2019. We'll have also monies in there for JC Slaughter Falls, Simpson Fall upgrades, walking trail improvements, and some additional monies there around the Botanic Gardens as well. So as a precinct, $4.6 million in all.
Lifestyle budget, exactly what it's about. Before I let you go, we just heard talking about the Gateway and the dramas there. The RACQ have reportedly floated an idea of another arterial road west of Gympie Road. That would probably mean going through council-owned land, if I'm thinking of the corridor that may already be existing going through sort of Everton Park there. Is that something that could be on your radar that you may even be able to help with?
Well, Ben, there was a... when we did Legacy Way, I can recall we were in discussion at the time with then-Deputy Premier Paul Lucas, and there is a corridor that the state have set aside which goes from around Toowong and links through Trout Road to the north.
Mm. So that's state-owned land, is it?
It's a state corridor.
Okay.
That's correct, yeah. So at the time, the reason we were having the discussion is we were saying, well, when we build Legacy Way, do you want to leave us to leave an opportunity for some sort of a cavity connection for some time in the future? Now, at that stage, they were saying that they didn't believe that they'd be likely to do anything there until 2020 or beyond. But we did have that discussion because we thought it was appropriate long-term. It would be difficult to go at service level through some of those paths, which is substantial housing through the corridor. But the state would have an opportunity in the future to do something like that if they so wished. I think a number of the current state members think that probably a public transport corridor would be better, but that's their call to make.
All right, Lord Mayor, thank you for your time this afternoon. Appreciate that. Graeme Quirk there, handing down his budget today. So you will be getting a rate increase. I'm looking through the last few year rate increases, though. This 2.4%, or about $37 a year, compared to last year, 4.7. Year before, it was on par, 2.5%. But before that, we're talking the high threes, even 4.5% back in 2012, 2013. So we got off a little bit lightly.